B12B12.
Betty DiCicco is in love with a mountain meadow that she's never been to. The 86-year-old first came to the Sika Pioneer Home as a volunteer in 2001, calling bingo.
When I would look out the window as I was calling, I would see Brestovia, and there's this meadow. I call it my meadow.
It's a flat place that turns green in the summertime. Going there isn't possible for DiCicco, but that doesn't mean she hasn't tried.
Jokingly, I said to one of the Coast Guards, "Don, could you do a reverse rescue? Could you put me up there?" He says, "No." And of course, walking up there is out of the question. So I stare out the window now.
If DiCicco sounds uncommonly grateful, it's because she almost lost that view entirely. In 2014, she moved into an assisted living facility in Seattle to be near her son and granddaughter. It was privately operated and, in her words, luxurious, but the schedule of activities bored her.
They looked at me like, "What are you talking about? Look at this and this and this, or the schedule." I said, "I don't want to be entertained. I want to do something." And she couldn't comprehend it.
And that was that. DiCicco moved back to Sika and has been living at the Pioneer Home for the past 3 months. She works in the gift shop, goes to Bible study, takes ceramics classes. She's got her meadow back, and she wants her ashes scattered there one day.
I think as older people, we need a purpose in life.
Director Vicki Wilson says that giving residents ample reason to get up in the morning is what the Pioneer Homes are all about.
There are three plagues within assisted living, and it's the loneliness, helplessness, and boredom.
To counter this, all six homes follow the Eden Alternative, which is a care model that tries to build community among residents. Wilson says that this type of care flips the script of what getting older means.
You don't line people up in the hall anymore to take them all to dinner. It is a home, and it's not home-like. The Pioneer Homes are homes.
In addition to a packed schedule filled with volunteer opportunities and classes, residents at the Pioneer Homes are allowed to keep their pets and their plants. The Fairbanks home is filled with art. In Palmer, there's a wheelchair-accessible garden, and in the Sika home, residents don't just listen to someone play the piano, they sing along. But there's a serious challenge. The governor's budget proposes a 2% cut to the Pioneer Homes. Last year's cut saw the loss of 19 personnel. Less staff means a home can't operate as many beds, and less beds means longer wait times for the hundreds of Alaskans hoping for immediate placement. Phil Welsh is the administrator of the Sika Pioneer Home.
Sitka's probably got the shortest wait list. We have, 40, 50 folks on ours. Some of them have hundreds.
And as Alaska's senior citizen population grows, particularly in Southeast, the lists are only getting longer. Welsh says it works like this. Anyone who's 65 or older and has lived in Alaska for 1 year can apply to be on what's called the inactive waitlist. Right now, it has over 4,000 names. And once you're ready to move into a home, you're transferred to its active list and basically wait for that phone call saying, "We have a spot for you." 15 years ago, getting a call from one of the Southeast homes in Juneau, Ketchikan, or Sika took 4.5 months at most. Last year, the longest wait time was 4.5 years, and the average wait time is about 1 year and 2 months. Welsh says that it's not only the wait period that's changing.
I think our average age in the homes is around 84, 85. The population that comes in is older than it was in the past.
Older and more frail. 60% of residents have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia. And compared to Anchorage or Fairbanks, the Southeast homes have a smaller proportion of residents able to manage their own medications, feeding, and bathing. Basically, the Pioneer homes have had to adapt, catering to a more fragile clientele as Alaskans enter the homes later in life. And the breaking point usually comes when the caregiver, sons, daughters, and spouses just can't do any more on their own.
There's too much to tell, but I was born in Texas, in West Texas, on a ranch.
Freddie Young has lived in Alaska for 31 years. Her husband, George Young, was a traveling pastor. Freddie was a teacher. George developed Parkinson's disease, and in 2004, it reached a severe stage. Doctors in Hoonah urged him to consider entering a Pioneer home.
He was tall and had big bones, and he was heavy, you know.
And Freddie couldn't lift him up anymore.
I think when he realized that, he was willing to come.
They took an open spot in Sitka, and Freddie and George moved into a shared apartment. For Freddie, the weight of managing his medical needs was lifted off her shoulders.
Everybody else did the work, you know, and that lifted such a load, and I could just sit and talk with him and visit him and be his companion rather than his caretaker.
George passed away in 2013. I asked her, did you ever consider leaving after George died? She was quick to reply.
We'd not had ever had a home. You know, we were gypsies, you know, moving from place to place. And I stayed because I loved it here. It was my home, you know.
And, she adds, looking around, it's the nicest home I've ever had. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.